it's my size. Test, 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 test. Hi everyone, my name's Maddie. Welcome back to Closet Talk. I just love coming here and talking to you beautiful people. It's my favorite part of the week. I'm gonna start calling you guys my little knitting muffins because you guys are just so cute and squeezable, and I bet you're watching this from your bed or your car or your chair, and I'm watching it from my host chair.
Carter.
Oh, hey girl.
What are you doing?
And speaking of, today I am joined by one of the best reoccurring guests I've ever had on this podcast, Carter Kench. He is handsome, attractive, the hottest man to ever walk planet Earth, and I definitely simp.
Are you trying to steal my podcast?
Just go with it.
This is my podcast.
Now, I'm really excited to kick things off with this game that we're going to be playing. It's called Scattergories, where we... It's my podcast. I know what it's called.
It's called Categories.
No.
Yes.
Scattergories.
Categories.
I make the rules. Thank you, Carter. It's enough ad lib from you.
I'm curious to see how this goes.
Thank you. This game is actually pretty simple. We have this lovely fishbowl right here, and we're going to act as the little fishing rods swimming in the pool to find our fishies. The fishies are questions to get really up close and personal with our histories, and we're going to tell stories.
Okay, that was confusing, but I'm down. I love fishies.
I see when I don't want it.
I want it. I want it. Please. Wait, it's your turn. Pick it. Pick it.
Okay. It's the chosen one. No, it's the one I don't want. Who was my... first kiss.
You should know this. You've told me this story.
Yes, I did.
I'm so glad that I didn't get this one. Oh, shoot. I see what's going on here. Wait, no, I don't know what's going on here. I've lost track.
My first kiss happened at the ripe age of 11.
Maddie was 14.
My first kiss happened at the ripe age of 14, guys. And I was in middle school at the time.
Maddie was in high school.
I was in high school at the time. It was... I keep drawing blanks on the details. Sorry. It was with a boy.
It was with a girl.
Sorry about that one. Anyways, I puckered up, right? And I was just like sitting by this tree waiting for someone to come and kiss me because
I was... It was a brick wall.
Anyways, I was trying to play the game Sleeping Beauty where you just kind of wait for someone to magically appear and kiss you. And unfortunately for Maddie, for me, I've waited about 3 years. So every day at the playground, I just kind of sat there waiting to get kissed.
That's exactly how that happened.
Girl, I'm on this new medicine.
It's all right because...
Did I tell you this story?
I can't. Oh, plenty of times.
Do you want to tell it back to me? Because I just like, I have brain fog. I can't remember this.
No, you actually, it wasn't that at all.
Really?
My first kiss story. As Carter Kench, I was 13.
No.
I was 17?
No.
I was 15.
No.
14?
I was 9.
I was 9?
You were 9.
Why was I 9 indulging in these activities?
You were in like first or second grade. You were on the school bus. They took a really sharp left turn and the girl next to you scooted over into the window, which is where you were sitting, and your lips locked. Easy as that.
Was it a purposeful encounter?
Like, no.
Do we count that as our first kiss?
Oh. Yeah, I guess not.
I wonder when my first romantic kiss was.
I think you told me the story once. Your first romantic kiss never happened. And you're still waiting to this day, right?
Okay. Yeah, I'm still just... It has to be right.
No, the romantic.
It has to be the right person. He has to be perfect. He has to be scheduled. He has to be ripped. He has to be 6'4". He has to have the same interests
chill,
as me.
Chill. 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 He just needs to be your type.
That's my type.
But that's not your type.
What's my type?
Your type is somebody who cares about you and also like understands your job to a point where they can help you. I think that's what matters
okay.
most.
Favorite roommate story. I'm trying to get into the position of like what you would like the most or what I really love
right.
about this.
I mean,
moment.
I think that's it. Yeah. What does Carter love?
Quality time and activities.
Is that your favorite story?
There has to be one.
There's a couple I think Carter could really think of right now.
Shoot. I know, like, Maddie's, but I don't know what Carter would pick.
Yes, you do. Like, that one time Carter talked to me about that hike where I took Maddie up a really steep mountain and
that
she has
asthma.
That
sucked for Maddie. Maddie didn't like that.
It was fun for Carter. I thought you talked to me all about that, how you enjoyed it.
Okay, so there was this one time my roommate was having a really hard time emotionally.
I was going through it. I was dragged.
And I thought to lighten the spirits and the mood, I would take Maddie on a hike. And Maddie asked me before we left if it was a steep hike because Maddie has asthma.
Maddie was, yeah, not really doing too hot that day.
That was you.
I wasn't doing too hot that day.
Yeah. So Maddie is asking me, you know, the rigor of this hike, if it's going to be violent, if it's going to be steep, rocky, mountainy, whatever.
I wanted to know the terrain.
You did. And I lied to you, to your face. And said, no, actually, it's going to be just a stroll, a walk in the park.
Well, did you lie?
A little gander.
Or did you just not know
either? I lied to you, to your face. And then we pull up onto this hike, and it's a vertical mountain, like straight up. And halfway up this mountain, Maddie starts to get an asthma attack because Maddie didn't bring their inhaler.
It was so rough for me. I was hurting.
Due to the fact that I said there would be no rocky terrain and it would be a very light stroll.
Though I would like to preface, while I was the one in hurt, you do seem like you also understand sympathetically what I was going through.
I did feel bad.
Yeah, and like just like the way your tone of voice right now really shows that. So thank you for supporting your roommate. It means a lot.
And that was probably my favorite roommate story. What was Maddie's favorite roommate story?
Maddie has a lot. My personal favorite, if I had to think of one, we were skiing. Right? Through the mountain, slippery slope. It was awesome. And there was this one time where we decided to just fall back on the snow, let our booties be known to that snow. It was awesome. We kind of just played Noah Kahan, if you know who that artist is. And we were bumping our booties. It was cold, but we were kind of just like in each other's warmth. It was just a surreal feeling and a core memory for sure for Maddie.
It was very beautiful. I feel great. Maddie does bring that up a lot.
What can I say?
How peaceful that moment was. That was like, a really good moment.
Imagine the color white. Now feel the color.
It feels white.
And that's how we felt in that exact moment.
We felt white? Well, I mean, we were listening to Noah Kahan, so we probably did feel pretty white.
We felt magical, for sure.
It was very beautiful there.
All right, can I go now?
Yes.
Cool.
Wait. Carter wants to see really badly because Carter's nosy. Give me.
So I pulled the biggest fish in the sea. The time you saved the other person's life. Jesus.
Ooh. We do have a couple times each.
You know, I think Carter's not the smartest fish in the sea. Let's just cut to the chase. As much as I want to sit here and say that I give myself credit for every ounce of this man's current well-being, there's one that sticks out. Give me a second to process which one that is.
There were a few times.
When did I, Maddie Westbrook, save Carter Kench's life? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to throw you under the bus.
Oh, that's all right. I'm okay with that.
So there was this one time we were driving together and we were on the way to Coachella and I was in the passenger seat, Carter was driving, and we had some amigos in the back. It was a fun road trip. He was really focused on getting his, like, I don't know, his Jeep has a power one touch. It's really, I know that's like a complicated term for it. We're just gonna call it a cool button that removes the roof. And he was trying to access it, right? And when you do that, it involves you to change your line of sight. So he wasn't looking at the road, but I was. And so as the vehicle was in motion, I noticed a car stopped and he didn't. And so I screamed, Carter, stop the car. And he did. I consider that saving his life then and there. And mine. And everyone else in that car as we were on the freeway.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think Carter drives distracted anymore after that incident. It scared him.
To a certain extent, I don't.
Yeah, you talked about how it scared you really bad, right?
It did. Yeah, of course it was scary. Okay. A time that I saved Maddie's life.
Yeah, you should have a lot of these, Carter, because you're just such an amazing human, and I'm like, I love you so much.
I'm trying to think of just one. Like, I have one in mind, but it's like, there was a time where Maddie was participating in not life-threatening at the moment.
Activities.
But very well could be life-threatening activities in the future.
Watch what you're going to say. This is my podcast. I don't want it to get too deep.
I said, Maddie, don't do that. It's really bad for you. Maddie, stop. And then Maddie stopped.
Yeah, definitely saved me. That's a good one, Carter.
Thanks.
Oh, it's your turn now.
Yes. Well, thanks for shaking it up.
You're welcome.
TTYLX.
I got you, girl.
My most toxic trait.
What is your most toxic trait, Carter? I'd love to know.
My most toxic trait is not believing my roommate until they have physical proof of literally everything.
Wow. I feel so validated and heard right now. Yeah.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I can't, because those are your words.
Every time we're having a conversation and Maddie goes, facts, I go, that's not true, until Maddie shows me proof.
Sure. I think you have a right to think that.
Okay.
You know, like, if you think of this on a logistical level, I could totally understand where you're coming from, mm-hmm. in regards to wanting to make sure the information you're fed is accurate.
Right. But why would Maddie lie?
Yeah, I don't know why I'd lie. I think I am a very honest person, but it's always good to double check sometimes.
Okay.
Oh, this one looks fun. You ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, it's upside down. Here we go. My current celebrity crush. This is a toughie. Well, as everyone knows, I'm attracted to women. Love a good woman. I'm going to have to say that my crush, Yana Selena Gomez.
Maddie has never said that Selena Gomez is it for them.
You know? I could have sworn you were beautiful. Like, sometimes I swear you're like, baby, come down. Wait.
Carter loves that song. Sorry. Oh, Carter played that song for over 40 hours one time.
You're right. Maddie's celebrity crush, though. Like, my celebrity crush. You, like, play with your hair sometimes.
Yeah, I know I am. Maddie is always touching the hair.
My celebrity crush. I love this person. I want this person.
It could... I don't...
Lady Gaga.
Do you not know me at all?
No, your answer would obviously be my girlfriend.
Thank you. That's all I needed.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to, like, spice it up a little bit, you know?
No, but, like, besides... that who was my celebrity crush? I feel like you know.
Noah Kahan? Who's that girl? I know her. Megan Fox.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you like her.
I did when I was 12 and she was in Transformers.
Who's your celebrity crush?
Yeah, I don't even know. I was just seeing if you could come up with a good one.
Okay, back in character. I don't even know my celebrity crush. I'm just going to say my girlfriend.
This episode is brought to you by Factor. Obviously, we all want to be healthy and take care of our bodies, but we're busy people. It's hard to find time to make a home-cooked meal every single day. Factor gets that, which is why they've made a collection of delicious, pre-prepared meals for delivery straight to your door. Every week, you get to pick from 35 different options, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, or keto, it doesn't matter, because Factor has everything covered. I personally love Factor's 2-minute meals. They come in a cute little package that you can take with you on your way out the door, and then you can just heat them up and eat them literally anywhere. Also, if you're like me and pretty much everyone, you hate washing dishes. How can you enjoy cooking when you know there's a huge pile of dishes waiting for you on the other end of this dinner? With Factor, you get to eat chef-crafted meals without making a huge mess in your kitchen. And it's way cheaper than takeout. It's not just dinners either. Factor lets you choose anywhere from 6 to 18 meals per week, so you can get as much or as little as you need, including breakfast, snacks, and smoothies. They literally have everything. Factor puts in the cooking work for you, and the best part is you're still getting a healthy, nutrient-rich meal every time. It's really the best of both worlds. Give Factor a try. Head to factormeals.com/closettalk50 and use code closettalk50 to get 50% off. That's code closettalk50 at factormeals.com/closettalk50 to get 50% off.
Next.
Thank you.
Good luck, Carter.
Next. My most chaotic vacation story.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I ghost Maddie when I'm on vacation.
What? Oh, hey. 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 Reset.
Okay.
Reset. This doesn't have to be a story that involves me. It's just a story that you've experienced on vacation. You know, like, Carter's gone on so many amazing trips. I'm pretty sure last year he almost went to Bora Bora, but his flight got canceled. Anyways, Hawaii he went to Michigan, Florida.
I would say my most chaotic vacation story was in
Rome.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Oh, I remember this one. That's a vague memory. What happened in Puerto Rico, Carter? Are you about to bring up the story about the time that you went to the clubs because it's 18 plus there and you were like, I'm going to go get rowdy. And then it was like pouring rain and you were like a main character on the side streets of Puerto Rico. I don't know why I remember this better than
it's
you.
It's hard because I don't have his memories, guys.
Just make it up.
I would say my most chaotic vacation story was in Puerto Rico.
Ooh, do tell.
Yeah, I went to Puerto Rico with two friends and we went to bars and clubs because it's 18 plus there. And at the time I was 20.
True. I'm jealous of you for that, by the way.
Yeah.
I bet you had so much fun popping it with those people.
Yeah. And Maddie woke up to a bunch of Snapchat posted on my story of me popping it in the clubs.
Yeah. And it was actually from my bed in California. It felt like I was almost there living it. Like, I heard, who's the rapper that's from there?
Connor.
I know him. He's the one that goes like, "Dudamanamas Mia, Mia, Dudamanamas Mia."
All I know is
Bad Bunny's from there.
Is Bad Bunny really?
It was
from
in. It was in the backtrack of all of your snaps. So in my bed, I was like clenching my cheeks to it.
Yeah, no, it was a great time. I had a beautiful journey, but I like to lie to people that I meet when they're intoxicated about where my origin story is from, and so. I pulled this one woman aside and fully convinced her that I was a doctor from Mexico.
And did you?
Yes, because this is also a very similar story to what I did at a Boise State football game when I got lost along the street.
Why don't we stick to one? No need to do more. So you told someone you were a doctor.
I told her that I was a doctor.
Interesting.
She told me that her daughter was very sick. And then that she was going to transport me to treat her daughter. And so I get in this van, and then I realized that very quickly it was a very sketchy van. And I was vlogging this whole thing on Snapchat for my roommate to wake up to see. And I realized it was a very sketchy van, and so I needed to get out. So mid-drive there, I threw myself out of the back of the vehicle and ran back to the club and just kept dancing.
Wow. You've never told me this story before.
Surprise. But it was all vlogged on Snapchat, so you should remember it.
I don't remember seeing that one, actually.
No?
Nope. Just a couple pictures of you and your friends. No van. Interesting.
That's so crazy that I have these memories in my head.
You really like to open up on my podcast, so I appreciate you coming and just sharing these stories that I have never heard Carter talk about before.
Yeah, I really like to get in depth in my life in
Thank
front
you.
Of the camera.
Thank yeah. you, yeah.
I'm choosing how to be more vulnerable.
My next reading, my craziest fan interaction. Oh my gosh, guys, I have a crazy story for you. We're going to get a little deep on today's episode. Hear me out. I was on the beach. I was relaxing with my girlfriend. We were taking turns going into the waves and seeing who could get crushed the most. It's really fun. You should try it sometime. Anyways, I was in the ocean. My girlfriend was on the beach watching me, clapping her hands, supporting me. And my trousers fell off to a wave. It was a really, I don't want to get too into it, but like there was sand in areas that it shouldn't be. Never again. Long story short, as soon as I stand up to pull them up, I noticed to the left of me is this girl who not only noticed me, but was recording me. And so she not only had a video of my anus, but also was just fully like smiling behind the screen like, hey, you know, not really understanding the situation. So I went out of the beach and I was like, hi, how are you? And her response is obviously, oh my gosh, amazing. I love you. Big fan. Can we take a picture, please? And I was like, sure, if you just want to, could you maybe delete that video you just took of me? And then she took off. She said, never mind, and ran. Yeah. And it was honestly really upsetting to me because now I know that that is out there somewhere in the void. I would like to think of her as a sweetie pie still. You know, it's always good to have like a good lasting impact and, or lasting impression, I should say. And mine was obviously that she has my buttocks in her camera roll.
I'm actually extremely impressed because this is very similar to a story that actually happened.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Did you? I was...
No clue what you're talking about.
I only remember the story of when your girlfriend's sister was recording you and your girlfriend being really cute in the ocean together. And then I got... Maddie got their rocked by a wave.
Yeah.
And... Your trousers did fall off and a video did have to be deleted of my little moon cheeks.
Oh, that's so funny, Carter.
Oh, thanks, Maddie.
You remember so much detail about my life. It's honestly like,
yeah,
it makes my heart grow three sizes sometimes. Here.
Wow. You should try that flippery skillage on our pans when the food that you make.
I don't understand what you're referencing. Oh, this is a long one.
Carter's current hyperfixation. So the weather in LA has been extremely bad.
Buckle up, guys. This one's long. Sorry.
When I fall asleep, I'm listening to weather podcasts. When Maddie comes up to borrow something from my room at 3 in the morning, I'm playing Ambiance Rainfall.
Yeah, I feel like it's a fun thing you do.
Yeah, it's a really fun, entertaining thing because then I also get to share it with my roommate and they stay so much more updated on the current weather.
Are you getting into the twisty turnies?
I'm getting into the twisty turnies here.
Yes.
And last night when we had a cute little dinner moment, we went and we had sushi and we ate. Well, we didn't eat together. I had to leave to go hang out with my sister.
Yeah.
But we got a flash flood warning on our phones about the current area that we were in and from the National Weather Service.
So scary.
And Maddie is relatively scared of the weather. So Maddie had a pretty rough night.
Yeah, I was definitely scared, but my girlfriend and I were still just kind of chilling. We were like, okay.
Everything's going to be fine. After that, I went on my trusty dusty weather websites that for some reason I've memorized every single weather website there is that provides the most accurate information for the moment.
Didn't you say NOAA is your favorite?
It's my favorite. I love NOAA. I went on to this website and it said that there was actually potentially, due to the current weather patterns, a tornado that could occur because of the torrential downpour and the thunderstorms.
Yeah.
So that's my current hyperfixation is the LA weather, because where we are as well, it floods very quickly and very easily.
It was honestly intense just watching you take photos of like the emergency alert system that came on the TV and then screenshotting the thunderstorm warning as well on your phone and then talking to us about it and recording outside. Like, you were going off.
He was popping. And it's also so fun when I'm driving and it's torrential downpouring and I just want a little taste of the outdoor weather. So I decide to open the top of my car when we're going full speed on the streets so that we can get a little feeling of how it feels to be outside.
It's my least favorite thing you do. Sometimes you do it and you catch me off guard and I'm just in the passenger seat like,
yeah, you're
rain.
Screaming.
Don't hit
telling me. Telling me to stop and I don't. But I love the weather. I love the weather so much. I'm going next. My biggest ick as
of
Carter
me?
Kench.
What is your biggest ick? Oh, you talk to me about this all the time.
Yeah, is somebody who doesn't put effort in.
Yes. I don't think that's the number one, but yes.
Well, it's somebody who doesn't show that they care and appreciate me.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Or it's somebody who doesn't care about their health.
Sure.
What is it?
I thought you told me it was about somebody who doesn't believe in monogamy.
What? I don't think I've ever said that
to you. I think you did once. You said, I want a really good monogamy relationship.
I believe that is most people's goal.
You said it was an ick.
I think the biggest ick that I've expressed about people is when they don't have their lives together.
Sure. That's a good one. I think mine, honestly, is bad breath.
You don't seem to like that, but I don't know if it's the number one.
Not one bit. Me and my girlfriend brush our teeth together on an average of 3 times a day.
How do you know that?
Because our pearly whites speak for themselves. You see that? I'm a piranha. I'm from the Amazon.
I don't know if that's the
Sometimes
biggest ick I've heard you say.
Oh, I think so. I think it's that. I also think there's an ick of like, you know, just dental hygiene. Maybe like cavities.
Let's stray away from the dental origins.
But that's my ick. Oh my gosh, people who have goldfish.
I love gold. Maddie loves goldfish.
I know. The very last question for me.
I'm so glad that you got this question, Maddie.
Thank you, Carter. What is my beige flag? What is something that me, as an individual human being, somewhat does? That can be slightly controversial.
What?
That's a beige flag, right?
Not slightly controversial, just like it's like close to a red flag, but it's right. Not quite there yet. It's like a yellow one.
But a red flag would be like, I hit cars for a living. Like, you know, like
hit
that's
them?
A red flag. Yeah. Like when you drive and you're just like, nobody does that. I'm just saying that's a red flag.
That is a red flag.
I would say a beige flag that I do. Honestly, I think it's a beige flag because it doesn't really affect anyone, but it definitely affects me as an individual is, I wear headphones like all the time and it definitely hinders people wanting to communicate with me. I think I do it as a self-defense way mechanism to like not talk to people. And it could definitely be perceived as a beige flag if you looked at me and said something and I didn't respond.
I would kind of say that like your beige flag has to do with that, but I don't know if it's particularly that.
You think so?
I think they're involved, but I don't think that's it.
So what do you think your beige flag is?
We're still on you, baby girl.
What do you think my beige flag is?
I think your beige flag has to do with putting on the headphones and then indulging in a certain activity.
Well, of course. I dilly-dally run.
I would say that's it.
But yeah, for sure. But I already talk about this in my podcast. It's like a known fact. This is more something that's a little more under the covers.
I do notice that you wear headphones and then you don't even listen to anything for the specific fact that it makes people talk to you less.
I actually believe that I hurt your feelings sometimes when you try to speak to me, but I'm just like fully headphones on and not listening.
It could be because I'm working or editing my videos.
Or avoiding life.
That is the main leading cause of my your headphone usage.
Yeah, but it's okay. I mean, we all have our moments, and obviously I have mine a lot more, but...
What's my beige flag?
Ooh, probably the hitting cars thing. I'm kidding.
I've only done that twice.
I would say your beige flag is probably not wearing socks, but you like spread them sometimes in house.
I wear socks.
Not at the home.
What's my beige flag?
That you switch up every 5 seconds? You're like easily influenced.
Yes, I am extremely easily influenced. If somebody is persuasive enough or is good enough or of a salesperson, I will buy anything off TikTok shop. I will buy anything off of Instagram Explore. And I will buy anything off of a little side pop-up that I see on eBay just because it seems interesting. And then I'll try the product, not like it, but I find myself on a subscription. So every single month, these things show up to my door that I don't actually use or want. And then I always procrastinate on canceling the subscription, and it ends up being a lot of work.
Yeah. I will just throw them away.
Because they don't get used.
Yeah. I actually have nothing to add to that. You really just exposed yourself in the best way possible. Do you see that? That's an empty bowl. And this has been our game of Scattergories. I do think we have some questions, though, on my lovely Instagram.
How'd
we have
you
some
get Q&A. My phone?
Don't ask questions. We're just going to read through these and answer some of your guys' questions that you have for us.
The game was Scattergories.
Scattergories. Top comment. When did you realize you were gay? A long time ago. It happened. And now I'm me.
I would say it's always something that I've felt.
Is Carter gay?
Carter is Carter.
Say it with your chest. Carter is Carter. Carter likes to be Carter. Carter likes to be free, right? You talk about that
all
the time.
I'm a free spirit, and I enjoy the flow of life.
My demographic is so funny. It's just, who's the gayest? Gay. Why are you gay? What is your favorite gay breakup story? What is your favorite gay brand? Coming out stories? Silly goose. What is the most embarrassing thing you've ever done? Why does everyone refer to rainbows as pride? Well, there's a leprechaun, right?
A rainbow does not mean a leprechaun.
Oh.
A rainbow means pride. It's good to have pride.
Yeah, that clears it.
How do you go about asking someone to use different pronouns for you? Can't really speak on this one.
I think you can, Maddie. I think it's something that you experience.
I would say ask nicely and hope they respect you. When did you know you were gay? I think I'm kind of bi, but I'm not sure.
Real.
I don't know. People are bold on this Instagram questions today.
It's anonymous.
How do you have sex? I'm skipping. Okay. Gay or gay? That's an actual question in here. Did you know gay spelled backwards is yag?
Is that an answer or is that you using
That's just me. It's just a fun little thing I came into my head. And if you add an A to it, it's yaga. Oh, what's your opinion on pineapple pizza?
I love it.
It's amazing. My roommate made it for me once. Kind of burnt the pineapples. Still great.
No, you didn't.
It's like the one time you cooked for me, Carter.
That's true.
Who's more ticklish? Let's find out. Come here.
Let's not find out. And I think the answer is Carter.
Yeah, I think you're real ticklish.
Is Carter ticklish?
Coochie coochie coo. Yeah, you are. There was this one time we were massaging each other. Not like, platonically.
Whoa.
We worked out. We were sore.
We do that a lot. We work out and then we get really sore.
We
and
got
then
a massage
we
gun.
Have we have a just... massage gun and we like, I massaged Maddie's tricep the other day.
Yeah. And when massaging the tricep, it really caused me to like flinch. There was a vine, two bros chilling in a hot tub 5 feet apart because they're not gay. We're the two bros.
We are the two bros.
Well, this has been amazing, Carter. Thanks for coming on my podcast. I'm Maddie Westbrook. You can find me on all my social medias at Westbrook on Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and YouTube because I'm cool like that. And this has been Closet Talk, where we talk about all things gay and lesbian and have an amazing time just completely getting it lit with my girlies.
I have no pointers.
Did I do good?
You did amazing.
Awesome. And you can also find Carter on his social medias.
Okay, I got this. Bye. I'm Carter Kench, and you can find me on Instagram at Carter Kench or TikTok at Cringe Carter or YouTube Carter Kench, where I post weekly YouTube videos that crush it out of the water every single time. I'm the funniest person that Maddie's ever met.
Yes,
and
you are.
And the most handsome and beautiful.
Yes, you are.
And I continuously have the best content ever for you guys. So yeah. Definitely catch me there.
You should sing us a song for your outro.
Carter Kench and Maddie Westbrook into the sunset. Outro. See you next week.
See you next week. Bye.